Good morning, Dale. Thanks for being here.
All right. It's great to be at the KSJD studios high above the Sunflower Theater.
Yeah, well, we're next door, but it's awesome. So, Genuine Cowhide has been around for a while. And what I want to know is, how do you describe Genuine Cowhide? What can our attendees to the show expect?
Well, let's see if I have it down here. Sometimes I say alt country, sometimes I say Americana, roots rock, honky tonk, rockabilly, spaghetti western swing, basically any kind of American roots music that you may have heard coming out of Austin, Texas.
How long have you been playing?
All day. actually, my first song was on the radio in 1979. Thank you for letting me get that in.
That's awesome.
And the big story is the radio stations where I lived put out the call to the local bands to send in their recordings of their own songs. And by God, they picked us. And
where was that?
That was over the next state over, actually Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska areas. And, of course, we put out the most ambitious, most rockin', energetic track on the whole CD. And it was so cool when I was like 24, driving down the road in my 64 Ford pickup truck with an FM converter.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be the chords to my first song coming on the radio. I thought, hey, that was easy.
Was that alt country or was it rock and roll?
Well, actually, back in those days, it was Southern rock thing. And we refused to play Southern rock. So I decided I could write a song like that. And I actually did.
And so. You got it on the radio in 1979. So you were really like alt country before alt country was a thing.
Gosh, I never thought of it that way.
You know, tell me your story, Dale. Dale X. Allen. I want to know what the X stands for, and I want to know your story.
Oh, I had to have the X because there's so many guys named Dale Allen. At least there's a guy in Nashville kind of in the same kind of music. So I had to grow an X. So if you do a search for Dale Allen, you'll find other guys. But if you put an X in it, you'll actually find me.
I think it's pretty clever. I like it. It suits you.
Well, you see, there was this guy in Austin called Johnny X. Reed. Johnny, you get a plug. And these guys from England used to come over. Actually, I produced a record for these guys in England. And they're like, you need an X in your name, like Johnny X. And I'm like, no. So if you study my records, one has an X on it. The next one I decided not to. Anyway. It's back. The X is back.
I like it, and it suits you. But tell me, Dale X. Allen, where, I know you're from Nebraska, but tell us a little bit your trajectory from Nebraska to Austin, Texas, and then to Montezuma County.
Played a bunch of gigs. We had one cool club in Lincoln, Nebraska called the Drumstick Restaurant, rest in peace. And everybody worked there in the late 80s, mid to late 80s. All the Austin, what they call it, New Sincerity Movement. Like we opened shows for the True Believers. Dwight Yoakam on his first tour, Glass Eye.
True Believers is Alejandro Escovedo, right?
Correct. Yeah. We did a couple shows with those guys. God, one of those shows, those guys rolled out of the van and they were all sick. They'd been on the road for weeks and they all had the flu. And I watched these guys drag themselves up and be rock stars for another set. Yeah. The old True Believers. Opened for tons of bands back in those days, and they all said, hey, man, you got to move to Austin. You got to get out of here. So it finally did happen. Went to Austin, went to school, or how does the line go? I got in so much trouble in Nebraska, they told me, you can go to hell, son, or you can go to Texas, or you can go straight to hell. Not wanting to be a coward, I chose Texas. I learned lots of stuff like that in Texas.
Well, that's a good formative time in your life, hanging out with a lot of really cool people in Austin. Who did you hang out with when you got there?
Actually, some early friends was Evan Johns and the H-Bombs, if you ever heard of Evan Johns. We just lost Evan a year or so ago. Played with all kinds of people I didn't expect to play with. Doug Somm was there. Those guys were there. Played with Speedy Sparks, who was like the original Texas Tornadoes bass player.
Yes.
Played with a lot of cool bass players. Played with a couple of Dwight Yoakam's bass players. Played with Johnny Cash's bass player once in Nashville. I didn't believe it, but years later, I'm watching a Johnny Cash concert in Switzerland, and they pan the camera over, and there's this guy. I'm like, he really did play with Johnny Cash.
So you just soaked it up while you were down there, and is that where Genuine Cowhide was born?
I was going to school, man, 3-4 nights a week. Genuine Cowhide did grow there. I spent most of the time, I went down there with a batch of songs and a label interest, and I was overwhelmed, and I kind of just became a sideman in Austin for a lot of people, which is very easy to do. You just get tapped, and somebody says, hey, I need you for Friday night, and next thing you know, you're sidemanning for everybody, which is great, and I toured with a lot of people. Got to fly across oceans and do cool stuff. And Genuine Cowhide was a side project which grew out, which I would do once in a while, and did the first record in 05, actually. What am I on, the fifth one now?
Cool. Well, that leads me to ask you, what are we going to hear on Saturday night? Should people wear their boots and be ready to dance?
There will be some shuffles and two steps and rockabilly kind of stuff. Yes, you can dance to Genuine Cowhide. Be playing some bunch of stuff off the new record, playing a bunch of stuff off all these records, playing some brand new stuff I just wrote. It's unrecorded. Throw a few wacky cover songs in for you.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm really looking forward to the show, Dale. I want to ask you one other quick question, though. Like, how did you, like, Austin's big and crazy now. Is that what brought you to Montezuma County? Is that how we got so lucky?
Well, we used to tour up here with a guy named Dave Inslee and the Careless Smokers, and we played all kinds of places like the old Abbey Theater, now the Animus, and the Summit, which is actually now gone. And used to play the old Hollywood over in Dolores, even played the Zet Rock Festival. And toured up here a bunch, met a bunch of people, worked with the Beautiful Losers Society, if you know those guys, Chuck Berry, actually has four records out, I believe, and the Lawn Chair Kings also, got to meet those guys, and then I ended up working on their records in Austin, mixing the Beautiful Losers records, which went to number one on the Colorado charts, did the Lawn Chair Kings 2 record down there also, and ultimately had enough of Austin. Lived through the burglary and et cetera, et cetera, and just had enough of Austin and decided to come up here where I had some connections still. And yeah.
Well, we're the better for it. I'm sorry you got burglarized, but Montezuma County, is the better for it. And I'm hoping that all of our listeners out there will come see the show on November 2nd. One last question before I let you go. What is the food or restaurant from Austin, Texas you miss the most?
Oh, man, Texas barbecue.
All right, there you have it, folks.
Easy answer.
I miss breakfast tacos, just FYI.
The taco trailers. Where's the taco trailers?
Right. Well, there's the business opportunity for someone. Dale, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Wynn.
I hope you're looking forward to the show on Saturday night.
And thank you, Miss Desiree, also, if you're out there listening to this.
Awesome. Thanks. Please join us on Saturday, November 2nd at the Sunflower Theater for Genuine Cowhide. Tickets are on sale at sunflowertheater.org.
Mighty fine. Thank you kindly.